This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Well, tomatoes are by far the most popular vegetable for home gardeners, not only in Kansas, but just about everywhere. In this week's Lawn and Garden segment, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham offers tips for mulching and fertilizing tomatoes. He says that mulching does a lot of good things for tomatoes.
For example, it helps keep that soil a little bit cooler so the roots are going to be healthier. It helps with weed suppression and also just preventing the formation of a hard crust if you ever do get a good heavy rain. And if you get a hard crust, that cuts off the oxygen supply to those roots, as well as if we get another rain after that, it tends to roll off. And so mulching can provide a number of good benefits for our plants.
There are a number of different types of mulching products out there. Are there any recommendations?
You can use a number of different things, like, for example, hay or straw is very common. It works well. Sometimes you have to deal with any weed seed that is in that mulch, or even volunteer grains that may be carried over. If you have a lot of those problems, some people will spread out their mulch in a different place, allow that seed to germinate, and then move it to where their tomatoes are. Also, grass clippings are often used. The only thing with grass clippings is you have to watch where they came from. In other words, if there was a weed killer or weed preventer placed on that grass, you have to wait until about the fourth mowing after that in order to use it. And if there is actually a crabgrass killer, not preventer, but killer, you won't want to use that on your tomatoes. That is a chemical that lasts for a long time, and it will cause problems for your tomatoes.
What about depth for the mulch?
About 2 to 3 inches is what you're looking for. And if you're using those grass clippings, make sure you go no more than an inch or two, just because they can mat. If they're still wet, they tend to mat, and then everything rolls off. Some people actually dry them first and then use them on the vegetable garden. But as long as you go with a light layer, you'll be fine.
If you're doing container gardening, is it also advisable to do some mulch?
It doesn't hurt anything, and it will keep that soil a little bit cooler if it's in an area where you get sunlight actually on the soil.
Another thing to cover this time of year is fertilizing tomatoes. And again, just like everything, there are do's and don'ts.
And the big mistake people usually make with tomatoes is they over-fertilize. If you give tomatoes too much fertilizer, you get a nice big plant, but you don't get any fruit. And so we need to be careful how much we fertilize. Now, that doesn't mean they don't need any fertilizer. They do. And so normally we're going to fertilize before those plants go in the ground. And then we're going to fertilize them 3 more times if you want to get production all through the season.
So we have to time those then?
Yes, you do. And you time it by the stage of growth of the plant. And so that first, what we call side dressing, is going to go on when those fruit are about full size, but they haven't turned color yet. And then the second side dressing is going to go on about 2 weeks after we pick that first fruit. It's going to be about a month after that first side dressing. And a third side dressing is a month after the second one. And so we have a total of 4 fertilizations, 1 before planting, and a side dressing when you have full-size fruit, side dressing 2 weeks after you have ripe fruit, and a side dressing 1 month later. If you do that, you're not going to over-fertilize. Just make sure you watch the rate of that fertilizer. And really, all those side dressings, what you need is a fertilizer that's high in nitrogen. Now, that can be a little bit hard to find, and what I normally recommend people do is use a lawn fertilizer. Now, just make absolutely sure it has no weed preventer, no weed killer, no weed and feed, nothing like that. It has to be just the fertilizer. And you're looking for a fertilizer that has about 25% nitrogen. If you look at a fertilizer bag, there's always 3 numbers. And so you want that first number to be right around 25%. For example, 25-0-6, 24-0-4, 28-4-4. Those are examples of those types of fertilizers. With that much nitrogen, you want to apply about 1/3 cup for every 10 feet of row. And make that application about 3 feet wide. That'll make sure that the roots can get all that fertilizer and make good use of it.
That's K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham with advice on mulching and fertilizing tomatoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.